a lot longer than that. You don't want to assume anything like that to be true. I think you want to be concerned. You want to be prayerful. You want to use every gospel opportunity you can. The truth is, you don't know that. You don't know when God may do the actual saving and prove that this child is among the elect. So you don't want to give up on that at all.
Here's a question from Grace, who notes that with the onset of even gender or non-specific Bibles and all of that, it's becoming more and more common to hear people who are religious, not necessarily Christians, but often people who profess to be Christians, referring to God in feminine pronouns, God as she. What are the implications of that?
Well, first of all, that's not what the Bible says. God refers to himself in male terms. And that's consistent with headship. That's consistent with authority. I mean, that's 1 Corinthians 11. God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of the man is the head of the woman. Male authority is in the fabric of the universe because God himself is the ultimate authority. And maleness reflects that authority. God makes man, he makes Adam, in his own image, and then he gives him a helper. And Adam, in a sense, is the image of God in terms of authority in that family relationship. So it is never an honest approach to Scripture to turn God into a female figure. It is always a feminist attempt to overturn male headship. In other words, you just couldn't do it legitimately in Scripture. God is always in a male figure when he presents himself on the pages of Scripture. Now, there are occasions when God presents himself like a woman. For example, in the parable that Jesus told about the woman who lost the coin, the woman is a picture of Christ to whom someone is lost of value, and he sweeps the house, she does, and finds the coin. And then it says, heaven rejoices when a sinner is found. The shepherd was a man. The shepherd who lost the sheep was a man. The woman who lost the coin was obviously a woman. And so there might be figures. Sometimes God is seen as an eagle or a bird hovering like a mother bird over her chicks. So there are images of God that draw on the feminine side. But God is clearly the one in ultimate and final authority and is always presented in all parts of the Trinity in a male form. And any effort otherwise is simply a twisting of Scripture